Hi, listeners. It's Tucker Ligursky. As a researcher on Masters of Scale, I use the innovations of AI on a daily basis. And with an increasingly overcrowded market, it's hard to discern which ones are truly beneficial for my work, not to mention safe. That's where Grammarly comes in. My job requires me to prepare dozens of documents every day. And with Grammarly, I'm able to make my dossiers and research documents clear, more direct, and more concise. In fact, I recently discovered that Grammarly users spend 66% less time editing content, which is a huge advantage since our most precious resource is undoubtedly time. What I love about Grammarly is its commitment to responsible AI. My team works tirelessly to produce top-quality podcasts, and it's vital that we keep our data secure. Grammarly has been around for 14 years and has maintained a business model dedicated to never selling your data, which means you can trust it with your most sensitive information. Join me and over 70,000 teams who trust Grammarly to work faster and hit their goals while keeping their data secure. Visit Grammarly.com to learn more. That's Grammarly.com.
Hi, listeners. It's Aaron Bastinelli, an audio engineer here at Wait What. As you know, behind every successful business is a story. On the podcast How I Built This, host Guy Raz talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt, failures, and how they were able to overcome setbacks on their way to the top. How I Built This is a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. Listen early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
All right, shall we?
Yeah.
After 8 seasons and 100 episodes.
That was a long answer to your...
No, that was totally awesome.
There's a lot of detail, so...
Yeah, no, it's great.
Cut this out of too much detail. No.
By popular demand, we're launching Masters of Scale, the complete interviews.
Quick side question, this won't be on the interview.
Masters of Scale, uncut, unedited, with the stories you'd never hear in the episodes. Brian Chesky of Airbnb.
Everything I'm about to say is a true story. Michael might deny it. I will remember it. I get in the room like, hey, Michael, oh my God. He's sitting on the hotel bed in his tidy whiteies with nothing else on. And there is a special about John Wilkes Booth on the History Channel.
Tyra Banks.
Yes, I gained weight and my butt got big, but it was still modeling. It was just modeling for people to like ass.
Peter Thiel.
It's always the joke we have, Reed, where, you know, you're sort of the socialist and I'm the capitalist.
How much of that thinking was present in the first meeting that you and I had with Zuckerberg, Parker?
Yep, we're name dropping.
Zuck is very articulate now, but back then there was a lot of staring at the desk, not saying anything.
So I knew Sergey before Google started, before he had founded it.
Susan Wojcicki of YouTube.
And I knew him because he was dating one of my previous roommates.
90-minute interviews unlike any other you've heard. Plus the answers to our famous lightning round.
One object from your childhood that you could never throw away.
I had a safety blanket as a 3-year-old child. And I kept it until I was 18 or 19.
Wow. Didn't know that.
Your smartest time-saving hack.
Making music.
How does that a time-saving hack?
Because time goes away.
What's something that's in your pocket besides your phone?
I live on an island, so I don't have any pockets. I just have a swimming costume on all day long. And I don't have any shoes and socks on, and really even have a T-shirt on. So pockets are empty.
Yes, exactly.
Masters of Scale, the complete interviews. Long awaited, long requested, unedited. And available now by subscription on Apple Podcasts,